Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Most likely because my interest in the interaction of animal health and animal behavior, I'm more attuned to trends that occur in, let's say, physical health, or a way to approach physical health, or something that affects physical health, and something that affects mental health. In the realm of physical health, the biggest medical issue of the greatest and most far-reaching consequences is the epidemic of obesity in companion animals. In fact, the problem has become so serious that there are sufficient numbers of obese animals out there that we become so used to seeing the little chubbos running around that we think that's normal. But in addition to us loving so much that we feed too much, I'm also seeing an increased tendency toward what I would think of as treatment obesity. Because we love our animals so much, they get a medical problem, or if they get a behavioral problem, we want to do something about it. And we want to do something about it right now. And not only do we want to do something about it right now, if whatever we do doesn't work, we want to try something else or add another treatment to the first treatment until we have quite a collection. And just like all those extra pounds the animal has to carry around because of all the extra food we feed, the animals have to carry around the burden of all these multiple treatments. The problems associated with starting them or quitting them or any side effects associated to any particular treatment, as well as the side effects associated with starting and stopping them, or the combined side effects of the multiple treatment. And as in obesity related to overfeeding, overtreatment obesity springs from the very, very best intentions. We care so much that we want to do something. The more we care, the more we want those results to be immediate. We need those animals to be healthy. We need them so much we can't afford for them not to be healthy. And so we treat and we treat and we treat and we treat. Pretty soon the resulting behavioral situation reminds me of one of those Easter eggs that I used to create as a kid. I can remember seeing that one last snowy white hard-boiled egg. This was my one last chance to get it right, to make the most beautiful egg. I had tried dyeing half blue and half pink eggs. I had put on my little tattoos, but now I was down to the wire. I had this one egg, and I can remember thinking, you know, if I take that egg and dip it once into each different color, at the end, I'll have a beautiful egg that will have all of the colors of the rainbow. It will be the most gorgeous, perfectly dyed Easter egg that anyone could imagine. And if you've ever done this yourself, you know what happened. With each successive dye, the color of the egg got duller and duller and muddier, until at the very end, instead of having an egg that had the clear, basic colors, all I got was this brown, yucky blob. There was no way I could undo all of that. The only thing I could do was to start over. And so it is with treatment obesity. Just like getting the excess weight off of our pets, in order to wean them off excess treatment, we need to change first. We need to change the beliefs, the impatience, the lack of consistency, the projection of our own needs on the animal, instead of thinking about the animal's needs first. We have to do that first. And oh, that hurts. Oh, that hurts. But in my experience, this is one place where knowledge really comes in handy. Because the more we understand about why we do this, the more we understand about why our animals respond the way they do, the more enchanted we become about this incredible system that binds us together for better or worse.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.